believe are just sisters. Just have faith. Well, your boy isn't. Boy has heart trouble, doesn't he? All right. Have we just recently become a Christian, too? You'll believe me if I tell you something? We've already done the thing to cause the boy to be evil. Don't doubt me. Just believe. You believe I'll ask God for you, and you'll be able to take the boy and go home? And you'll be all right? I'll ask you. Father, a little lad like the sheriff's going to die if something isn't done for him. I know that you promised that you would find on earth what we found. And I pray that you'll find the spirit of the enemy that's trying to take that child's life. They this newly convert mother and the child be happy and healthy the rest of their days. For our blessing in the name of God's Son, now be. Mother, take your boy and go home. Don't do that. Your brother sitting right behind her, all weary and broke down with TB. Isn't that right? You go on to your real call. Just have faith. Don't believe with all your heart. God will make whole any role if you have faith and believe. You believe that?
Thank you.
in the past, no talk of future will be. Speak it through thy servant's lips, O God. Hear my prayer. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, leave the woman. All right, sister, look this way, please. Thank the Lord, your left hand. You can be healed of that back double if you just believe. You believe? Stand on your feet then, for Christ is already in the of it. Amen. 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 All right. Good evening, sir.
Impossible for her to exist. But God is here to help her.
bless her now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, may it leave her, never come again. May she go home singing, happy, praising God, and may it cause an old-fashioned revival up in that part of Indiana. For I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Let's just go now with all your heart. God bless you. Go on your own right to your testimony. God make it you well. God bless you too. Let's say praise the Lord. Weakener. All right, everybody be reverent. The man is, and this man is in worse condition. Major weak in his system. Any power that can kill a cancer or straighten a crippled limb or can bring a man from death to life, it isn't just to be looked at. Life. Now the man here, very hard of hearing. And he's got something in his wrist. It's cutting off circulation of his wrist, all he can to be sick of it. All right, bow your head, everything. Our Heavenly Father, brought in Jesus from the grave, I ask you to be merciful to this man. Satan has harmed him. A death spirit has come upon him. Because he walked before a vehicle somewhere to be killed. Sharply stained. Cutting off the circulation through his hands, stiffing them in his hands. But he comes tonight, Father, as a believer. Make his testimony great in the community that he lives in. May his testimony cause a revival in any age. Just a little while, the works of Jesus. And may he be able, by his testimony, to win many, many souls to you. Grant him this opportunity, Father, where it's often all things work together for good, for them as well. Help me now in this challenge of faith. Thou demon powers that have found this, our brother, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, come out. Everyone ready with the vibration blessing this moment. Take your hand off mine, but my hand isn't there now. I'm going to take your other hand. Don't hold nothing in your hand. Over here. Put this hand here. It's not there now, is it? Now, you're just as much human in this hand as you are in that hand, aren't you? But that he told me to take the patient's right hand. My left hand, which is near my heart. And I do it with all my heart. Now, look, I want you to walk. Now, see my hand and watch your get down. Now, stick your hand right back the same way there. Look at that. See what I mean? Now, sister, that's the power that you have a female daughter, isn't it? Almost a cancer. I want to ask you a question. Now, that was just a question I asked her. Was it true, sister? I told you that's right. True, this is a secret. I couldn't speak before the audience. Believe me, with all your heart and being over the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank thee for thy mercy. Bless our dear sister now. May the power of the enemy leave her. She's crying, Lord. Trying to have faith, and she comes to thy servant to help her in faith, to intercede for her. And I'm blending my faith with her. And I'm going this channel now of faith to challenge this demon that's bound. Satan, you bound this poor little woman to take her life. I come in this challenge of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Bringing the gift of divine healing ministered to me by an angel. Come out from the woman. Through Jesus Christ's name. Now, amen. Very quick. Now, before I raise my eyes, look, sister, you look at my hand. Is it normal if I get other it now? Now, look, sister, dear. Something happened, haven't it? Now, you know that beyond a shadow of doubt. Standing here telling you things of your life. Is that right? What was wrong with you? Now, what? Now, there's my hand. Just the same. I take yours. Just the same. Now, put this other in just the way you had it above. Something's happened, hasn't it? Well, you're healed, sister. That's something. You're going your own rejoice. Everybody be just as reverent as you can be. Believe with all your heart. Different. Notice. Talk to them. Right? Bring the lady on. Even if it comes way to bring it on. All your troubles and things. Isn't that true? You believe with all your life? You believe I'll ask God, he will give you his freedom again? All right, let us bow our heads if you will. Honor the Lord, you will. Honor the Lord, you will. Honor the Lord. The hell here is serving you in the capacity here to sin without him. So ordained that she should do this. We thank you for her healing. Pray, God, that she'll be a great testimony in her community. God bless you. You know when it happens, so that's it's gone. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, my. What you say, the power of the Holy Spirit is murdered or killed. All right, bring the lady. And everybody be real reverent. Thank you. That's the very right place to be healed. If you just accept it, now will you do it? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, bless this handmaid, Lord, that she may be free of this demon tonight that binds her. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave the room. Don't leave the room. Don't leave the
room. Do you act? Raise your hands up here. What did you just tell?
Here's what it is, friend. When you go to moving like that, it begins to seem it. But it just, you have to sing it out, and when everybody's looking, just imagine just about 3,000 things buzzing against you at one time. You have to almost get the person right before you when it's coming like that, before you know just what it is. But please, if I have found grace in your sight, if you believe me, and God, who I stand for, knows that about the gift and the vision is true, so help me, dear Lord Jesus. I don't want to go to heaven when I leave this earth. And I don't want to go there and try to get in as an imposter. I wouldn't get in. And I'm testifying of the truth. And nightly, I feel condemned by having you bring people up to you, tell them what is wrong, and bring, and it makes the people kind of get this place. You have to stay this place. You have to stay this place. You have to stay this place now to get all the people into the prayer line. That isn't necessary, dear friends. Now, I know there's people go through the country and says they're the only one that has the right to pray for the sick and so forth. Now, that is an error. Any Christian has the right to pray for the sick. The Bible said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for the other. Everybody. Your pastor here has just as much right to pray for the sick as I or anyone else. You don't have to follow a healing campaign. Sometimes in healing campaigns, you see the things going to pass. Someone making a testimony of healing, it stirs your faith. You see signs. But do you remember? We ain't the Lord. That as the prophet Moses was given two signs to prove to Israel that his testimony was true, so will you be given two signs. Have you heard it before? You've heard the story. And Moses performed those signs one time. That was enough. Is that right? Here went Israel falling to the promised land. I trust that God will give you grace for the next 5 minutes to believe that I'm telling you the truth. I say this upon the merits of Jesus Christ in the Bible and the testimony of the gift to confirm it, that Christ's attitude is exactly the same towards every one of you. He's here to heal you this night. Maybe you might not have the spontaneous faith, the brain, there's something just a miracle right to you. You may not have that kind of faith. But Jesus said if you had the faith like a mustard seed, you could say to the mountain be moved, and by and by it would come to pass. It would banish it away, but by and by it would come to pass. Now the mustard seed, the reason he said that, you can mix tails, you can mix spinach, bring it together, but you can't mix mustard with nothing. It won't mix. It's just mustard to be mustard. And if you've got just the least little grain of faith, that's genuine mustard seed faith, that won't move, stay with it. It'll bring you out. Now, some people have faith like this. Some has that much, some has that much, and some can go over their head in miracles. But because you haven't got that much, that doesn't mean that you can't be healed. If you have the least little bit of faith, just stay right with it. It'll take you out. Would you believe that? That's the truth. God will make the answer for it if I haven't told you the truth. Can you expect it now upon the basis of God's little girl? You've been healed for the last 20 minutes, honey, sitting there, a little Spanish girl sitting there. And so don't worry about that. I see you healed a while ago. Now, notice, look, every person in here can receive their healing right now. When you will believe that you're healed just the same as you believe that twice. Believe that you're healed, accept it, say, thank you, Lord. Walk right away and take it, accept it. Upon those bases and be healed. How many will believe that now? Say amen. All right. I want you to stand up while we have prayer. Look. There's a man sitting here that my heart bleeds for. Come here. Are you a real believer in Christ, brother? You usher, which I see you are. Come here just a minute. How you feeling, sister? Better? All right. That's the way you expect it, though. Go home and be well now. You're out of your wheelchair and you go home and be made perfect. How do you have to lay your hands on her now? God bless you, sister. Your faith is saved. You're a Mennonite woman. Let's bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, Thou art here to heal the sick, to perform miracles, to cast out demons, to reveal the secrets of the people's hearts, to call demons by their name, to heal all manner of sickness and diseases among the people. Lord God, we thank You for everything that Thou hast done this night, and pray, God, that this will be a great night, that every person in the building may rise as this woman out of a wheelchair just now, standing by faith, believing. God, may they go home, heal every one of them, and made completely whole. I now ask this blessing of their healing through Jesus Christ's name. Satan, thou ungodly spirit, you that tries to bind people with unbelief, tries to make them doubt, you are a loser, you're defeated. I now plead the blood of Christ around every believer, that you, thou sinner spirit, leave this audience. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out from the people. Liberate them. Fight.
Praise you, Pastor. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. Thank you, Jesus, for the teacher. Leave it to her, gentlemen.
All right, sister. Let's see your name. Come this way. Now, only thing I do this, sister, is just to contact you. Or is this the patient? Sometimes people are standing here, maybe they're tall or something. That's the reason I see a brother there keeps in line up with just the patient to call. All right. Yes. God bless you. I look just away. The thing I'm doing. Now, this is not, I'm just, you're human. You have a spirit. And this is a gift to contact your human spirit. You are a Christian. You're a believer, a Christian believer with the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, look, in the Bible, I want to tell you. One time when Jesus' ministry just became very popular, and one of them was converted by the name of Philip, and he went for Nathanael, brother. And he brought Nathanael down to where the prayer line would say was. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there's no God." Is that right? In other words, today you say, "Behold, you're a real good Christian." Is that right? Now that's what you are. True. And he said, "Whence knowest thou me, Rabbi?" He said, "Before Philip called you when you were under the tree." Is that right? That's what Jesus said to Philip. And Philip acknowledged and said, or Nathanael rather, and said, "You are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Didn't he? Now Jesus said, "These things that I do, greater shall you." Is that right? Now when did I know you? When you're refusing food at the table because of your stomach trouble. And it's left you now. You go on home and eat what you want to. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right. Good evening, sister. You believe with all your heart? There's something wrong with you, of course, or you wouldn't be here. Now look this away, sister dear. I see you had several things wrong. You've been scared about one thing when it's wrong. Yes, I see something else, too. I see you have arthritis also, don't you? Do you believe me? You have to, don't you? You do.
All right, you just remove your glasses, raise your hands up in the air, give God thanks and praise, stomp your feet up and down for it's bless you, and you can go on home, hold these for souvenirs, sister, you're healed, God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. All right, come on, little girl, bring it a little. Oh, my sweet little thing. Oh, my, it's a little mute. That's both on, it's deaf anyhow. All right, bow your head, everybody. Oh, Jesus. Son of God, you brought life to this dear little curly-headed angel. I'm thinking my own little Rebecca, Lord. Think of my little Sharon that lays there. And here this darling little thing comes crying, leaning her little head over on my bosom. Oh, God bless this little girl. If you were here, you would lay your holy hands upon her, and every demon power would turn her loose. Jesus, help thy servant, Lord, as I challenge this enemy for this child. May I have power of faith to believe that will rebuke that demon from her. Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus, turn her loose. Still hold her. Keep your head back. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this little girl and healer of this tears, Lord. You're here to make her well. And this spirit of the devil has come to the little thing's ear. Thou art here to make her well. Thou demon, come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Echo.
Praise the Lord. Raise up your hands and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That is. God bless you. And you run off. All right. All right. Come forward. Howdy, Judith. Let's just give God praise. Go ahead. That's all right. Let's just rejoice in the presence of our Lord. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Understand, sir? You believe with all your heart Jesus will heal you and make you well? Bring you in that second row back behind them. If you have faith in God, believe with all your heart you may receive your back and all will be healed. You believe it? Stand on your feet. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Jesus heals you your back trouble and heart trouble, brother. You're well now. God bless you. Amen. When we stand up in my thinks it's kind of a noisy group, but you ought to have been there on Pentecost when they were all acting like drunk people, the Virgin Mary. Now, you say it's not so? The Bible says it is. He shares. All right, sir, your tumor left here. You can walk off the platform. You're healed from your tumor. All right, God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, my, when he's near,
takes place. All right. You believe? All right. The arms are out. She has blessed you. You can go off the platform. Raise your step down. There you are. You're healed. Let's say praise be to God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today. All right. Bring your patient on. Come on, sister. All right. Have faith. Everyone believing with all your heart. Do you? Right now, would you accept him as your healer? Could you believe him? How's the back feel, brother? All right now, isn't it? It's done forever. Your faith saves you, dear brother. I've seen that a few moments ago. Good evening, sister. You believe me? Would you accept me as God's prophet to believe it? I know what God would have you to do. Would you do what I tell you to do then? All right, your eyes is what's bothering you. Is that right? Now, tonight when you go home, I want you, when you lay down, to put your hand over your eyes and say, Lord, help me. And in the morning when you wake up, it'll all be gone. You believe that? All right, sir. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Now, I want to have your testimony when you come back. You come back and tell what happened. She's going blind. The nerves in her eye are dying. Give her something to do so that she could believe it. Have faith and God will grant it to her. Now, you do what I told you and you come back tomorrow night. Let us see here from you. How many believe she's going to be perfectly normal? With all my heart. Gee, I believe it with all my heart. All right. Come on, sister. Bring the patient on. All right. Of course, we see what the woman has in her hand right here walking across the platform. She's already going to trust God. Thou spirit of the devil that's bound her in her ears, in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Amen. You hear me now? Amen. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Never left. No, there it is. All right, let's ask again. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to be merciful to our sister, to heal her, to make her well. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the woman. Christ, still holding him. You may raise your head and look. If I could ride to her, I want to ask her a question. You got to answer.
Germ disease, growth on that woman's ears back there.
But what this is here, I don't know. I'll have to find this by vision, if God will reveal it to me. If he doesn't, I can't tell it. As it isn't, I won't know nothing about it. And if I do know, I can't heal her. Healing comes from God. From God. Everybody just reverent. Now, you look just away, sister, just a moment. I want to talk to you just a minute. Except your spirit. And how long have you been serving him? Long time? Do you love him with all your heart? Do you believe with all your heart? Yes, ma'am. Look. You've had this trouble for some time. It's arthritis. Isn't that right? And you've, in the last year or so, you must have failed quite a bit, haven't you? You have. You fell off some. And if I could, you've been falling off constantly and coming down. Isn't that right? I could see in a vision here about a year or two ago, you looked heavier and better than what you do now. You've been nervous too, haven't you? Isn't that the truth? Now, do you believe with all your heart that God will heal you? Everybody bow your head just a moment. Our Heavenly Father, I ask you to heal our sister standing here. Make her well, dear God. May this power of the devil that found our sister leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the woman. Look just away now, sister. All right, you've set your healing out. Say, thank the Lord. Now raise your feet up and down. There you are. Now you can go off the platform. Let's say, praise be to God. Hallelujah. He's here. He's here to heal the sick and afflicted. Don't you believe that? Now, how many here wants to be prayed for tonight? How many wants to be prayed for? Now, I want Brother Lindsay or some of them to come here. I want to deal with this woman here. This woman is... She's turning her head sideways. You can't tell her because she can't hear. I want to find out why that spirit won't leave her. And how many will want to be prayed for now? Just hold up your hand. Say, Brother, I want to be prayed for, and I believe Jesus with all my... Jesus with all my... All my heart. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe he's sure to make you well, every one of you? All right? I tell you what I want you to do. How many Christians is in the building? Let's see, around the building. Let's see your hand. All believe in divine healing. All right? I want you, the sick, just the sick ones that wants to be prayed for, stand up. You, the sick, it can stand up. You, the can. Now, Christians, I want you to look how many sick people there is. And I want each one of you sick people to lay hands on one another. Lay your hands on one another. Around. That's right. That's fine. Oh, my. You believe, honey? With all your heart? You believe, honey? With all your heart? You do? You accept him as your healer now? You, brother? All right. While everybody's in one accord now. Let's have prayer. And Brother Lindsay, I want all the ministers, if they will, to come out here in front. The ministers that believe in divine healing, I want you to walk out here just a moment. And this is for a purpose now. See the prayer. Maybe while you're attacking their prayer, I can see what's wrong here. You see, putting up a barge here between the audience and this woman here where I'm going to. That's just fine. Look at the ministers believe in divine healing. Let's say praise the Lord. Good, that's fine. If you believe God, you have to believe in divine healing, don't you? That is true. All right, now let's everyone bow our heads while we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we believe you now to be the great Jehovah God that led the children of Israel in the wilderness. We believe that you're here to make well every person that has need of healing. You see their hands on each other. Lord, there's been something in this woman behind me tonight that I can't find out, and I know that you will show it to me. I know you will, Father. I believe you, and I pray that you'll surround us with your spirit and let me see to this woman just what's wrong. Oh, eternal God, bless these handkerchiefs here. heal all that's represented in these handkerchiefs. Make them everyone well. Those people out there, Lord, you see their hands laid on one another. You know all about them. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you will heal every one of them. May the power of Satan turn them loose right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may that selling, ungodly, demon spirit leave, come out of the people. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's right, accept it. Believe it with all your heart. Oh, look at the people being healed, raising up around. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah, Christian. Come on, brother. Accept it. Believe it. With all your heart. You hear, sister, believe it. You there with the cancer. Jesus Christ just made you whole. That's right. You with the nerve trouble. God heals you. That's right. Move your glasses. That's what it is, sister. There you are. Going blind. Both eyes crossed. There she is. Normally healed. Let's say praise the Lord. You're being healed, friend. What about it there, brother? You believe with all your heart. What about you, brother? You believe with all your heart. Accept it. How do you feel about the trouble? You feel it's gone? Accept it. That's right. And be healed. God bless you, brother. How many in here accept it with all your heart right now? Accept healing. Let's give God praise. When I go to see this woman here, let's see what's wrong. Let's say praise the Lord. I now believe in divine healing. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my healer just now. Oh, Father, friend, the spirit of Satan has bound these people to leave them. Just now, may the Holy Spirit take over their lives and make each one of them well. In the name of our Son, Jesus Christ.